I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Covers by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here, hour number two, and thanks for joining us here, Cougar Sports Saturday. And, man, cannot wait for this next week. We got Media Day rolling up, and hour number three, Brett Pine, a director of communications out of BYU, he'll come on to talk about the history of Media Day and what this means. And Media Day has kind of taken on a weird tone. I think there is this expectation that it's going to be more exciting than it actually is. And I think the reason it was initially exciting, Mitch, was because it was so new. Like, there were so many things to announce. And now BYU is a decade in. There's not much to announce. And you know, Tom Holmoe talks about this all the time. When scheduling agreements are ready to be announced, then he announces them. Like, you don't just stash them away until media day. And so, but it's still fun to get down there. I think that's what's so exciting for you and I, is that we get to be down there face-to-face, back in our element, talking with these guys, getting great content for the rest of offseason, which will benefit you, the BYU fans, and then, boom, we're into fall camp. So we'll preview that in hour number three. But right now we're reacting to the 12-team college football playoff expansion where, man, when we look at the poll, I think I'm with Ryan Cummings here. He tweeted us. You can tweet us at kslsports.com. He says, joining a G5 and hoping for a P5 aren't mutually exclusive. Join a G5 doesn't disqualify them from being considered for future P5 expansion realignment. Thing is, as Brett stated, and I agree with him, what's the motivation? As currently constructed, now let's all knock on wood and hope that cooler heads prevail and say, hey, we need to figure some stuff out. Like, this is great for the postseason. And it is.
Yeah.
It really is. But this is going to have a negative impact in other ways. We gotta fix that so it doesn't break all of college football just to get to a 12-team playoff. But as of right now, Mitch, when I look at that poll question, I'm like, get to a G5 league. And we were just discussing off-air, maybe what you did with the original Mountain West is the right path here going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it would be – BYU's got a history when it comes to creating leagues, the WAC, the Mountain West Conference. BYU has always created leagues, maybe in this hypothetical create a super group of five league where it's Boise, UCF. I mean, again, just kind of getting creative here, because I do think that this 12-team playoff, like Brett McMurphy told us, it does give BYU access. And again, I think that, you know, the good thing for BYU is they got a lot of games loaded up, already built in on future schedules. And you hope – that those games remain on the schedule and some of these teams don't back out. They honor the commitment, because BYU is always good for honoring the commitment. BYU is always a partner that they're going to work with another team and be cordial, and they're not going to, you know, they're going to make and try to make it right, a win-win for everyone. So hopefully those games still happen. But, you know, it's a tricky situation, because, I mean, when I hear from Brett McMurphy that the playoff committee is probably going to stay as is, that's sound the alarm. Like, I'm concerned about that, because we saw how Gary Barta and that crew, like, not even just BYU, Florida lost to a terrible LSU team last year, and they moved up in front of Cincinnati, who was, like, undefeated. Like, how is that possible? It didn't make sense. So it's just the Power 5 Invitational, and the Group of 5 team will be the 11 or 12 seed just to avoid legal lawsuits. It is what it is. But I feel like BYU fans want BYU so bad to have access to a national title. I know that they've won one, and in 84 it was amazing in the AP poll era, and it was a glorious time. Like, it's amazing to think that they got that done. I feel like this program deserves a path in some shape or form to the highest levels of the sport, because BYU is a program that always shakes up every system, the Alliance, the poll system, the BCS back in 2001, and even last year with the playoff. They kind of shaken things up. They've always pushed the needle. And it's just like, I hope with this new iteration, whatever that ends up being, I would love it to be independence, because how sweet would it be to do it on your own dime and you do it on your own path and you somehow break the system and get into that thing? It would be so awesome. But it's just, when you got a human element component, it feels like the trends that we've seen in this playoff is they just go with the brands. Like, even TCU and Baylor got pushed out one year just because, well, you're not Ohio State. This is what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then they use these terms like, well, this strength of schedule, this. Like, come on. Like, you're going with the biggest brand. So, you know, you got to hope for the best, and you hope that BYU's got a plan in place, but you do got to get creative with it. We got a texter coming in, 3933, says the Cougars should stay independent. I think it's the perfect fit. You know, independence is such a great fit for BYU because they are their own unique entity. They're a religious institution. They kind of think different than a lot of these public institutions out there, but I think this is the one area where you do have to kind of explore Group of Five more than ever before.
I think Texter 3933 is dead wrong. I think it's never been what they've wanted. And I think BYU would admit that we don't want to be independent. We want to be...
You think so?
Yeah. I think if BYU, if you said, hey, magic wand, I will grant... Aladdin. They get the genie.
Never had a friend like me, yeah.
They get the genie, and he says, I'm only giving you one wish. Do you want to be in the Big 12? Or do you want to be independent?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But, like, I think it's better independence than the Mountain West, like the volatile Mountain West that was always looking to...
Well, it was until a couple days ago.
I'd still want to go independent than
Mountain West. If you go to the Mountain West, you have a 50% chance, if not better, of going to the playoff every year.
That league, they still have... There just feels like... I know Tom Homo mentioned last football season... when they got the Boise State and San Diego State games, how the relationship with the Mountain West has improved. It's a positive development, honestly. But it really is, because when BYU left that
league,
when BYU left that league, it was so toxic. Like, 10 years ago, it was so toxic. Like, those teams never wanted to play BYU. And the fact that they're willing to schedule them now, I think speaks to, like, wounds have been healed a little bit. But still, like, those fan bases, man, that's just tough to deal with. Like,
why would anyone in the Mountain West schedule BYU? Because BYU...
Going forward?
Yeah.
Oh, well, first off, they're going to give you a sellout. Because Boise State, like, as good of a program as they are, they never fill up their stadium unless BYU comes into town.
Who cares? If Boise State goes undefeated,
they're off. Well, that money matters. When you get a home team against BYU, like, if New Mexico schedule BYU, that's a pet sellout.
Does it matter more than getting the money from going to the playoff?
Well, I think that money still, like, pales in comparison. You still got to have some, like, weekly games that excite your fan base. Because even though there's still going to be more access for everyone... Like, there's still only going to be a select group of teams every year, a select brands that are going to actually be in the mix. Like, in the Group of Five, it's going to be probably Boise, UCF, Cincinnati, Houston. Like, that's about it. Like, that's really, like, there maybe a Coastal emerges once in a while, but it ain't going to be New Mexico. Like, I've seen that song and that's like, they're not doing it. Like, no way. Like, that program, if they don't have Rocky Long, like, nope, not happening.
I'm convinced, just from talking to Brett and just thinking about this more and more, they got to create their own new foot. They don't have to branch from the WCC.
Yeah.
This just needs to be a football only situation.
That's important to note.
That's because you don't need to rewrite the wheel here. You just need to go out and say Cincy, San Diego, Boise, Houston, UCF. Let's go do this crazy football thing. And maybe it's the WAC. Maybe just the WAC is trying to... It's coming full circle.
BYU is Southern Utah in the WAC. Hey. Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Let me
ask, Sam Houston let me State, ask, are you kidding
don't
me?
Don't tell me if they ran out in a retro Royal and they had the fat WAC on the jersey. You want to get a little nostalgic.
I want no part of that, Matt. I want no part of that.
How are we having this discussion? It's just, we're talking about one of the great programs in the history of college football. Having to maybe rejoin the WAC.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to get creative here. Totally. I mean, it's you think of all these scenarios because, I mean, again, maybe you just stay the path. Like, maybe BYU has formed enough relationships with independents because I do believe that they have in terms of, you know, these relationships with scheduling games. But I think it felt it got a little bit exposed in the pandemic where those relationships that you have formed that have been strengthened, and Tom almost mentioned that before, like they or had opportunities over the years with independents to just form great relationships with programs they never had. But when push came to shove, they weren't willing to go to bat for BYU when BYU was left out on their own and every game was wiped from the slate. No one, except for maybe Boise, was really willing to step in some Conference USA teams. Like, it was just kind of frustrating. And Coastal was a deal where they were undefeated. BYU was undefeated. Game Day was there. If Game Day's not there, I don't think that game happens.
No.
I really don't. Coastal wanted Game Day desperately.
Yep.
And BYU was willing to play on a moment's notice. So I just feel like that's just difficult. And in this climate of, religious, faith-based schools, they're sometimes polarizing to the academia and the religious or the education structures of society and higher education. BYU is polarizing sometimes, and that can rub people the wrong way, too. Is it fair? No, because BYU is a fantastic university, a fantastic football program and athletic department. I mean, BYU, look across the board in athletics. They're one of the best athletic departments in the country this year. All their sports have been fantastic, but still, some believe like they come with baggage and this and that. It's just like it's a difficult road to hoe, and I think that this 12-team playoff will bring some hurdles once again to independents because it felt like with the 4-team playoff era, it's kind of been a well-oiled machine. Like independents has just been churning out great schedules. It's working nicely. They're getting the home games now. This is going to pose some new challenges, definitely coming up in the future.
And you touched on the 2020 season. That's exactly why I'm kind of freaking out a little bit, just because teams like even Army weren't even trying to get games back on the schedule. BYU was willing to do anything,
yep.
And other teams weren't reciprocating it. I think Boise, shout out to them, because
relationship seems really
good.
Yes,
that's a great relationship, and we need more of that in college football. But there was a lot of times where you just wondered, why isn't even, like, I think Army's a great case in point, but BYU is asking for games in December. Hey, we will help you beefing up the schedule to try and move up the rankings, and nobody was returning the call.
Yeah.
And that scares me going forward where it's like, hey, we respect you, but, like, why? We don't have a reason to do it. It'll hurt us more than it'll help us. That's a scary proposition for BYU.
It's an interesting conversation. We could keep this thing rolling here on the text. We got a lot rolling in here. Texas on the UCCU KSL text line 57500. What do you feel about BYU's future in the 12-team playoff era coming up? This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.